What is up, Red Zone? It has been a while since you've heard from me and my pals. This is our first episode of Me, You, and the Tree. I have the whole coaching tree here besides Spencer for this first segment. Say what's up, Trent and Adam.
What's going on, fellas? This is Trent.
What's up, everybody?
New Orleans.
Oh. Oh,
God. Sorry, Trent. And this first segment is, you know, the commissioners. Jake likes to take a soapbox every now and then in the main chat. We're going to give them a soapbox and ask them 11 questions just about the daily roles and lives of a commissioner. So we have Moji here. We'll say what's up, Moji.
I'm kind of offended that this soapbox is so large. I know, like, you guys think I'm short, but, like, this is so unnecessary.
We had to do what we had to do. We thought we tried to get Jake, so we ordered it for him, but he was busy, so you were the second choice.
Wow, second choice.
also
offensive, our minority commissioner is a third choice for you guys, so yeah, you guys are off to a rip-roaring start here on this pod.
Listen, you know we're from Alabama. We got to stay through
yes,
all
the
at some point. So let's get rocking and rolling into this.
I could make a tree joke, but I'm not going to.
Oh, God. Please, not. If he was here, maybe it'd be okay, but not with four of us. So let's roll into it because you got to go beat Pat here soon. So we're going to start. I'm going to start with one. Trent's going to go with two, Adam three, and so on. So roughly how long a day do you guys spend talking about the league and discuss points that you guys hear and see from different things?
I mean, so me, Jake, and JP have had a chat, just the three of us, for years now called the Pickle Chat. And the three of us have just been bullshitting about life and Madden and every other game that we play for years, right? So once Jake like officially took over and Adele stepped down, we just turned that chat into our commish chat. But we're in there all the time, right? Like, it's not always us talking about Madden, but you know, I check the league every morning when I'm taking my morning shit, kind of go through, catch up. And I see plenty of nonsense that happens, you know, from the night before. And, you know, we kind of, I'll post my thoughts in there, or, you know, we'll tag each other, say, hey, you guys catch this? So-and-so's doing this. But we talk about Madden a lot more than I'm proud to say. But, you know, we also talk a lot. So there's a lot of other stuff going on in that chat as well. So it ranges. It really ranges based on what's like going on in the league at the time. But there's some days where we're in there for fucking hours. And then there's days where, you know, we'll say two things to each other the whole day, and it's kind of a light day. So it really ranges and depends.
All right. And Trent, you're going to roll with number two.
Yeah, this is kind of a question I've been curious about as well. What's the leading complaint in your collective PMs right now?
This is a good one. It definitely ranges, right? I don't know if there's like one thing that kind of takes over and is like the leader, but we see a ton of shit. I get so many Y button complaints, and I know Jake gets a lot of Y button complaints. You know, scheduling has been such an issue this year, and the sim to wins and crying about, you know, this guy's not available for these amount of hours and this guy's not available for these amount of hours. And guys, like, we've had some slimy fucks in here tell us that they've said things or have phrased things in a certain way. Like, hey, you know, I've been hitting this guy up and he hasn't responded to me and I'm trying to schedule. I haven't heard from him. And, you know, it was really like one message and it wasn't really a big deal. And, you know, they kind of try to juice it up. We've had a lot of ducking going on this year. So I think scheduling has been one of the biggest ones. The Y button's been super annoying. Some left stick complaints have been annoying, but that's really it.
So I'm going to extend on that question. So with like some of the complaints that you get, do you think that they're really just nonsensical and it could be handled amongst themselves? Like the scheduling thing, everyone knows at a certain point you get a sim to win instead of just filling your PMs when you're already busy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like there's definitely times where it's warranted. And you know, if you have a complaint or a gripe, like my PMs are always open. You know what I mean? But when it's repetitive and it's the same thing we rehash 10 times in chat, like the Y button, I'm like, yeah, I don't need your fucking PMs about that. If you like a scheduling issue is a schedule. Like, it's annoying how often it occurs, right? And like how like nitpicky some people are about their scheduling, but like that's something you guys have to bring to us. So like, I understand.
All right, Adam, you can roll in with number three.
All right, and with this one, Moji, you don't have to say specifically like names of who's said these suggestions, but feel free if you want to. What has been the best / worst suggestion you have seen this far or this year?
The best / worst. The worst one, there's a couple of bad ones. The switching on pass plays to go break up the ball because we're allowed to use the Y button is absurd. Not at all the same thing. A couple of people have said that. That's not happening. I forget who said it, but it might have been Silk. Said we should allow the A button again since we allow the Y button. Like, no, that they're totally different and work very differently. And trust me, you don't want me to have the A button back. I promise you guys. I'm the reason it's banned. We have a good suggestion from somebody that I'm probably not going to talk about because it may end up being implemented, but we want to do some testing around it first to make sure. And I don't need a bunch of complaints or support for it yet. We would like to do our own testing and see before we, you know, see all the nonsense in chat and get people riled up. So we're going to wait on that one. I'm not going to tell you guys that. But believe me, all of your suggestions are seen. Even if we don't reply, we see them. Like, I fucking check every chat every day. Like, multiple times a day. Like, when I have downtime and, like, I'm bullshitting on my phone, like, a lot of people go on Instagram, like, my first check is the chat. And then I will go, like, bullshit on social media.
All right. Rolling into number four. We had one of these just yesterday or 2 days ago, which inspired the question. So, what has been the absolute worst? I can't believe we even have to say this rule change or post that you guys have had to make.
Yeah, the one the other day was bad. Like that, it's just such a like obvious thing. I feel, you know what I mean. Like, where do you see a team that's carrying 6, 7, 8 quarterbacks? You know, and like some teams don't carry 3. You know, they have 2 active and 1 guy in the practice squad, right? So like. You're clearly doing it for one reason. All those guys have one thing in common, except for like the shitty guy at the bottom. And like, you're doing it for a specific reason to go get XP. Like it's clearly abusing the game and abusing what the tags are there for, right? Like that they didn't make these tags for you to go get 7 fucking mentor quarterbacks and try to spam as much XP as possible. That being said, like don't call field goal block on first down so your opponent can score and you can lose the game on purpose because you're tanking. Like that one from last cycle was still mind-blowing to me. And then like it was defended after, which more mind-blowing. At least, you know, John fucking knew what he was doing, was being a little slimy about it and took his punishment. I other than that, I don't know. That there's something happens like every cycle or twice a cycle that really makes me scratch my head like, holy shit, we really have to put everything in writing in the rule book.
Oh, yeah. All right, and Trent, you roll in with number 5.
Yep, so you don't have to answer with the names, but is it normally the same people who flood your messages and DMs?
There's a lot of repeat appearances, I'll tell you that. You know, but it kind of will be... It's kind of like cyclical. I feel like, and Jake made this point, like, you know, there's times when it's like R-Fox is always in our PMs, right? And rat people out or asking about things, you know, and then he'll disappear for a while. And then I have Tico in my PMs and Tico's in Jake's PMs and going back and forth. There's a couple of guys that are in my frequent visitors to my DMs that we're not talking about trades. So there's a couple guys. I don't want to rat people out, and you know my PM should be a safe space, but there are some guys that definitely come back.
Oh yeah, I figured there would be. Adam, you want to go in with number 6?
All right, here's an interesting one. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say to this one. At least your first answer. If you were a lone leader in RZ, what would one change that you would immediately make be?
So I passed this question along to Jake, and he his answer was hire two more commissioners, which is very funny because I agree with that wholeheartedly. You do not want to do this by yourself. You do not want to do this with three of you. It's just like so much stuff you didn't think you would have to fucking deal with on a daily basis. So I give Adele a lot of credit for doing it as long as he did, as good as he did. I don't know. This is a tough one. There's a couple of things like, I would have the first thing I do, there'd be a couple of strong heart-to-hearts I'd have, and I think we would have like three or four replacements. That would be the first thing I do.
Shit.
That's spicy.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you names, but there's a couple guys on my shit list.
I say, Nick's not even in the league anymore, so I don't even know who that could be.
And he never will be. So the first thing I would do, it would be to veto that application to rejoin. And then the second thing I would do would be go have a tough conversation with a couple of people.
All right. And number seven, I believe that's me. Yeah. So if you could change one thing about the red zone chat culture, what would it be and why?
Chat could definitely be super toxic. You know, there's times where there's like real conflict going on and, you know, it could be handled differently, but guys are like heated and fired up. Then there's other times where guys are just being pricks and going to the chat to get the reaction that they're looking for, right? And make a bunch of people laugh and just shit on somebody for whatever reason. You know, for the record, I ran all of these questions by Jake too to try to get as much voices. JP never responded to me, but Jake did, and he let me know. He said he would kill Advanced Mafia would be his thing. He understands the desire to like move fast and play and get your Madden games in there. But there's a lot of like shaming, insults, pot shots and stuff that goes on when people can't like schedule when you ideally would want them to. You know, as long as it's in the window, like, you know, you should have that flexibility. That's why we have the 48-hour rule. So that would be his. I don't know, man. Chad is a rough place sometimes, and it definitely can wear on you. It's tough when, you know, you're kind of in the firing line for multiple days. You know, if you fuck up and eat your medicine one day, whatever. But like, there's a couple of days where you're just public enemy, and it's tough to get out of that spot. So we're definitely a little over brutal in there because, you know, you can be. I don't know. That's a tough question.
All right, and Trent, roll it with number eight.
Yeah, so this one's more, I guess, suitable for this cycle so far. But is there anything specifically that you think members can do to bring this league to a whole new level?
Yeah, I mean, media sticks out immediately, right? Like, I know that things have been down because the league's been broken and not working right. And, you know, losing the draft really kills immersion and I get it. I get when we have a shit product and, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to make Red Zone what it is, right? But even when the product is shit, like, what makes Red Zone what it is the media. And I understand your, like, motivation may go away, but it sucks when everyone's motivation goes away at the same time and we have nothing. You know, you, like, look, you guys are doing a pod. BM and Icon brought their pod back the other day. I am in contract negotiations with several people to start a new pod. You know, like, I feel like when one person starts doing it, like, it really, like, picks up and fires up. And that, you know, this is when Red Zone's awesome, is the media. So, like, the media is the biggest thing, like, I think that really separates us to begin with. And, you know, we need to kind of ramp it back up to make us a great league and keep us being in a great league. You know, I know Jake Hess is, like, he's bitching about, like, Twitter and his suggestions and the list. I've never made a list on Twitter. Like, I've never had to do that. I follow all the Red Zone accounts, and my Red Zone Twitter works great. Some of the suggestions that pop up, like, I turned that shit off and took, like, 10 minutes to X through a bunch of them, and, like, I don't get really many suggestions. My Twitter's fine. I never had to make a list. I never had to do anything. I don't use my Red Zone Twitter for personal shit. Like, a lot of you guys will go on there and start liking shit from your favorite teams and searching shit on your favorite teams or celebrity or whatever the fuck you're looking at. That's what kind of throws off Twitter and the algorithm, right? Like, I keep it strictly 100% Red Zone, and I've never had an issue on there. So I know that was like Jake's big complaint about media, and he wishes RZ Twitter could go back to what it was, but it's been that way for me. I've had no problems.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do the same thing. Let's see. Adam, number 9.
All right, and this one kind of ties into the last question. Is there any behavior going on in chat, media, or gameplay that you think is hindering RZ from full immersion since we're in Season 3 and media has kind of fallen off?
Jake made a good point. He said, like, there's a lot of salt, and he said that he's as guilty as anyone. But, like, a huge part of the immersion is to lose ourselves in the game, right? Like, you know, like, if a wide receiver drops the ball, like, we should be like, oh, blame the wide receiver because he's a bag of dicks. But instead we go sliders busted, ratings don't work, like, that would never happen. And we kind of, like, take ourselves out of the fact that it is red zone and we're supposed to be, you know, playing football and kind of forget that we're playing fucking Madden and the game is usually terrible. You know, like, crazy shit happens in the NFL all the time and we're very quick to go blame the game for things. So I fully agree with that point for sure. I don't really think anything else, like, going back to like media, I think that sometimes, we're a little like, it's kind of twofold, right? So I'm trying to phrase this the best way possible. I think that when some people make media and it riles up other people and ruffles some feathers, that guys get pissed off and start talking shit when, one, like, the media is there to rile people up. So, you know, maybe don't be so harsh. Like, they're trying to start a conversation that discourages people from doing media if they know they're going to get shit back for it. And then on the flip side, like, it's media, it's supposed to be entertaining, like, don't get so riled up to begin with. You know, it's funny, and, like, we should create good conversations. We really haven't had this issue lately because of media, but things like rankings and where guys, like, fit, you know, power rankings, standings, things like that, like, talking about, like, predictions, who's going to win what divisions, things like that. You know, we've seen that stuff in the past, and I think that can be a contributing factor to media going away. I don't know. Other than that, I really don't know.
All right. Number 10. I noticed in the suggestions you said you wouldn't be opposed to having a new way of team selection. I know it's early, but are there any ideas that you guys are kicking around that you'd be comfortable with letting us know about?
It's definitely really early. We have not. So, like, sometimes when things like that happen, right, like, I'll get a tag or I'll tag the other two or you know, we'll go and chat and be like, hey, like, heard you talk about this, like, what were your thoughts, and, like, have that conversation. It's so early, we haven't even done that. Like, Jake told me, like, he personally loves the way they do it. His gripe is that he has to do the actual lottery, so, like, he knows before everybody who the teams are and shit. But he also said that, like, doing the reveal show and, like, the three of us going there and like breaking it down after, like, made him buy in and had a lot of fun with it. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence, right? Because I do love the random aspect. I love that the way we do it now, like, you only get 5 chances and, you know, your ranking and draft position is kind of based on total contribution, right? Not just on the field, not just off the field. So, like, I love it. It kind of gives people something to, like, push for and be the best member that they can be. But it's also, like, just because, you know, you have more free time to write a bunch of articles doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get the, you know, the best team in the game or the team that you're looking for. Like, there is that random component to it, too. You know, sometimes we get really stacked divisions and really weak divisions. I'm fine with that because we're doing it randomly. I think that even if we kind of could see and like, knew where everyone was going when you picked your team, like, that stuff would happen anyway. I just think, like, there's other ways we can do this and it would be fun and like, we would make it ours, right? Like, we'd make it a red zone thing and where we kind of, like, buy in, do a show. Like, I was talking about, like, you know, either having, like, the two people with the best record from the league draft conferences, or having the two worst draft conferences and things like that, or naming captains and drafting divisions. Like, that kind of shit would be really fun, really cool. We would make that like a whole day long like thing. And, you know, just think about the hype around that. If there was like a division draft that day, like, it would be a sick day in Red Zone. You know, chat would be so lit. Like, things like that, I think, would be super fun. Not saying like what we do isn't fun, but we've done it so many times. Like, I would just be open to doing something else.
Oh, yeah, I think that division idea is pretty cool.
Yeah, it could be. And again, we're open ideas, right? Throw them in the suggestion chat. Like, you could PM us. Like, we're going to go with the thing that we think is best for Red Zone that will be the most fun, add the most, like, hype. Like, we want people to buy in. We want the immersion to be there. Like, believe me, I love this shit. I want it to be as fun as possible.
Oh, yeah. And then, Trent, you can finish us off with the last question here.
Yeah, so are there any big changes, whether it be with the rules or the league in general, that we can be expecting in the near future?
We definitely have like a special teams change coming next season. You know, I think we talked about going to using like one of the gunners on kickoff. Right now, I believe punts are fine. Like, we don't have a lot of punt returns, and I don't see that changing. You know, there's always slider adjustments. JP is always tweaking, always making changes. And, you know, those will obviously be announced when he, you know, we kind of look at the numbers at the end of the year and talk about it and, you know, discuss what direction we think things need to go. I don't see any other massive, like, things coming. You know, draft and free agency, like, depending on how broke that shit is, that's another thing. Like, we could change how we operate, change how we do things, and come up with some new ideas. But until we kind of get there and see if Madden really fixed it or if they fucked us yet again, we kind of don't know yet.
All right. Well, that is all the questions we have for you, Moji. Is there anything you want to add before we end the segment?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to ask Adam and Trent a question. Being newer members here, right? Like, you guys have not been here the longest. What is your biggest complaint or thing that you think we could change or do better to help new users who join this league?
I guess Trent, you can go ahead and go first. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess just ways to get more involved in chat. I guess that's more of an effort thing from the users anyway, but maybe we could add something to help them get more involved in chat and in media.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I wouldn't be opposed to like making new users fill out like a survey that we could make kind of funny and then like post their answers in the chat. Like, it'll give talking points and stuff. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, Adam?
I don't know. That's a really tough question.
You better give me an answer, you motherfucker. You're one of the guys always in my PMs. I want an answer out of you.
I mean, the thing that I've struggled with, I mean, the most is, up until I was in this league, whenever I played Madden, it was always, I was used to the like the mutt cheese and all that kind of stuff. So the biggest like adjustment I had to make was with my play style. And it took me probably 2 or 3 seasons before I wasn't getting least fun to play votes and having people PM me after our games and saying that was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really know how commissioners could, you know, go out of their way to help people adjust faster, but I mean, yeah, if that process could be sped up at all, or
for play style. Yeah. It's tough too, right? Because like, you know, I played the Ravens guy last week and there were a couple things like I think that he definitely needs to work on, and you know, we kind of spoke about, but it's also tough to like play someone or watch someone play and like go through some of these adjustments and not sound like a prick. Like, I've had plenty of times where, you know, like I'll tell someone something and they're like get kind of defensive about it, and I'm like, look, I'm not like giving you shit. I'm trying to fucking help you like understand what this league is about and like what we're trying to do here and what the product on the field should look like. And you know, it's a kind of a fine line. Some people don't like that. Like, Ravens guy was great about it, you know, and I was like, look, I'm just trying to help, man. Like, you know, you're going to get a lot of shit from, and it's going to be worse than what you get from me. You know, when you play a couple guys who really did not like that game and are going to let you know about it in PMs or in the main chat, you know, when I don't think that that's helpful for new users either, right? So, like, I do think that it is a little bit on the user too. Like, you could definitely be asking for suggestions after the game, you know, because some guys are definitely not going to feel like totally comfortable with giving advice all the time. So, I think it kind of goes both ways. But I mean, me, Jake, JP, we'd be more than happy to like jump in a party and like explain things or like play. I think we should go back to playing games before guys join. You know, we've had a lot of like referrals and stuff lately, which is great. But for some of the newer users, like playing a game against one of us could definitely tell us early on like what we need to look for or things we need to work on. And like, you know, I guess that's not a bad idea to start doing with
people again. That's kind of what I was getting at. Like maybe play a game before they join. Just give them some pointers that way.
Yeah.
And another thing with kind of what you said on that, that's could be a whole league thing. Cause I mean, as a new person, I was scared shitless to play. And so I would have been a lot more comfortable with somebody after the game saying, "Hey, you did this. That's not okay." Then mid game text me like, "Hey, that's fucking cheese," or like, you know, like be nice about it and don't jump down my throat like some people do. Definitely the reception, because I mean, new people, aren't used to all these. I've never played a league before this, so it's calmly letting them know, because they don't mean to. That's just how they play, instead of just jumping down their throat immediately. And that's all of us.
I know you remember my first couple games, Andrew. I was literally, you would sit there and watch me, and I would be like, can I do this? Can I do that? And I would be freaking out.
I put through Pat through fucking boot camp before he started. Oh my God. I literally like, I took like a whole month to just play like pickup games with him and get him like ready. And he was still a fucking nightmare when he got here. Like, he's still a nightmare now. But can you imagine when like he first started playing? Like, it was horrible. I was like, oh my God, bro. Like, you're going to get me kicked out of this league.
Oh yeah, we have a friend now, which I don't think he'd stay committed. That's why I haven't recommended him. But he's like, dude, I want it so bad. I'm playing by the red zone rules, and so every game he plays like he doesn't switch, he doesn't do anything. But I just don't think he'll stay committed at all. That's why I've not said his name.
Yeah, I have a couple of buddies too that like they could definitely play the game, and I think they'd adjust on the field too. But like chat buy in and like media and being active and like things like that, like it's tough, and it's definitely not for everybody, but I think like that's what kind of makes our league great, right? Like, we all have a passion for this and really want to be here, and it's way more than just, oh, I enjoy playing Madden, because there's not many people that just enjoy playing Madden. You know, so those are kind of like the mutt guys who will log on, play a couple games, really have more fun opening their packs and get the fuck out of there. I'm telling you, man, I check like Twitter every day, Red Zone Twitter, I check every day. I'm in the chat every day. I love this shit. It's such a nice like escape from everything else that's going on, and to be able to like live in this little world for a while and have fun. And you know, like, I fucking love after a game where I can semper and get chat going, and like I'm cracking up the whole time. I love it. I think it's great. Like, love that shit. You know, like waking up in the morning and seeing like Tico versus somebody in the middle of the night. Like, I love that shit. I'm cracking up the next morning. Like, I love it. I mean, it's a pain in the ass when I start have to deal with the PMs afterwards, but you know, I don't know. I love it.
Oh yeah. I love that too. I remember sitting on the couch talking to Adam when I was making that Barstool left stick post, like, Tico's about to get pissed.
Yeah. Those, see, like, that's great media. Like, I get it. It's kind of harsh, you know, but like, I guess it also depends like who you're going after too, you know. Certain people you can make videos like that about, and others I think would not receive it the same way.
Oh yeah, I was having fun. I knew it'd get a small pop. I didn't know it'd get to Tico and Spencer in main chat. I didn't think it'd go that far.
I love the beefs you don't expect.
Yeah, once I got to Twitter, I was texting Adam saying it worked. And then it went to main chat. I was like, oh shit, this got out of hand real quick.
I think you messaged me and you were like, get in main chat now. I have a question we could ask Moji before we head out. If you had to give one piece of advice to all three of us, like you can do into like different ones for each of us, what would it be?
Like Madden advice?
Whatever you want. not like life advice, but you know what I'm
saying. How to benefit the league? Is that what you're talking about?
What could each of us be doing to benefit the league?
to benefit the league. I don't know if that's a good question. Like, this podcast is a good start. I think, like, you know, like, Adam's, I think Twitter has been awesome this season. I like that it coincides with him winning games as well. No coincidence there. But it's always easier to do media when you're winning and having fun. So I would say consistency for sure, but that's a thing that all 32 of us need to work on. But like, have fun with your media too, right? Like, don't just do media to do media. Like, fucking have fun with it. Make it yours. Open up. Let loose. Like, yeah, you're like, I don't want to say it's a judgment-free zone because you're going to catch heat in chat, but at the end of the day, like, it's all love and it's all jokes too. So like, who cares if you catch heat in chat? And fucking like, just let loose, open up, have fun, break out of these shells, because I know Trent and Adam are definitely way, if you're hanging out with Andy and Spencer, you're definitely way more wild than this little persona YouTube are putting on. So I want to see that. I want to see you guys like, really, yeah, that's it. Like, open up and get involved. Like, party chats are sick. Like, anytime you could do that. I know I haven't been one in a long time, but like, some of my best Red Zone memories were like the core group of guys like I came up with, like JP, Jake, Adele, fucking Cave. You know, even Beach was in there, like Trent. Like, there was a bunch of guys, and we would just be in the fucking parties a couple nights a week playing other shit other than Madden, and like really forming like lifelong friendships. Like, I will talk to Jake, JP, Adele, like, for a very long time, like, probably till I'm dead. So, these guys are, like, lifelong friends, right? And it's nice that you guys, like, all kind of, like, live together and know each other. But I think the really cool thing about Red Zone is you could find, like, friends like that, like, that you probably, like, wouldn't ever get, like, a, like, go out of your way to hang out with in real life, right? Like, Ikem is way older than me. No offense, Ikem. But, like, I love the guy to death, right? And, like, we got to go to Nashville and, like, drink a beer and, like, have fun. BM is way older than me, right? But, like, me and him are talking about the Knicks all the time. And, like, he lives a couple hours north, and I'm sure I will see him one day. So, like, things like that is really cool. And I think that if you could, like, start to form those friendships and kind of, like, make that next wave of Red Zone, like, that's you guys. You know what I mean? You know, like, when me, Jake, Adele, and the Messus of the world, and all of us like start to get older, and Terry, and you know, get less involved, that like you guys are like that next wave that kind of like comes in and replaces everybody and fucking runs things.
Oh yeah, we've been paying attention to that bro trip chat,
right? Oh yeah, bro trips are great. Like, you know, Andy, like, we had a fucking blast.
That was a blast. I was only there for half of it, and I had a ball.
Yeah, like, Alabama was such a great weekend. Like, think if we were all in, like, Nashville or something cool like that, too. Like, with 15 other guys. Like, that's sick. It's a great time.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add before we end the segment off?
I think I'm good.
What's your, right, Adam and Trent, what's your favorite thing about Red Zone?
Just the different personalities you have. I mean, there's so many people that are from different backgrounds, so you get to get like a bunch of different perspectives on pretty much everything.
I'd say the community. Like, when I first joined, I was blown away by just how much there is to get involved with just within Red Zone, and it's very impressive.
I know. It was cooler, too, when we had our side leagues going. Like, we had a full-blown, like, thinking it's heyday, like 15, 16 person 2K league. We've had NHL leagues. Like, we play a bunch of shit, man. It's so much more than just Madden, which is cool because you get tired of Madden pretty quickly. Yeah, I mean, I've been here for a long time, and like, that's the shit that keeps me here, right? It's not playing Madden. So for sure, I agree with that.
Oh, yes, what makes Red Zone Red Zone? And I think, Moji, I think that is all. Thank you for your time, sir.
Hope absolutely.
Like the other people that I think y'all just sit on your hands all day and don't do anything. There's a lot behind the scenes that we don't get to see.
Yeah, thank we, you for your time. We work full-time jobs too, you know? Like,
yeah.
Coming in here, like, power. We don't always have the the bandwidth to deal with the issues immediately. But believe me, we see all you guys. We hear all you guys. We're doing everything we can, talking about everything. Like, we definitely talk a lot, the three of us. And, you know, I think that there's not much we wouldn't do to, like, try to make Red Zone running efficiently and, like, being a great place and a place that everybody enjoys to be. Like, there's so much, like, side work that goes into this shit, you know, like our 3+1s and, like, the audits and, like, all this shit just to keep the rules and, like, the league running as sim as possible. So, like, bear with us sometimes. We're definitely far from perfect, and we do care a lot. That's why we're here. So we're trying.
Oh yeah, for sure. I will say Trent and I tried to commission like a 16-man league with all our friends, and it made me want to end my life. So I can't imagine a full league.
Sure. It's worse for your friends though too. Like, especially ones from home, you know, like you're not getting that buy-in from all of them, and it makes it tough.
Yeah, it's that, and like you dish out punishments, they start taking that shit personal, and they're like, "No, dude." Yeah, we appreciate your time, sir. Good luck in your game here in 20 minutes, and
Don't need luck to wax Pat, but I appreciate it. I will see you guys later. Take care.
Later,
buddy.
What's up, Red Zone? We are back for the second segment of You, Me, and the Tree. I realized in the first segment I said me, you, and the tree, and it sounded really stupid. But we still have Trent and Adam here, but we are joined now by another one of your favorite hillbillies from down here in South Alabama. Say what's up, Spencer.
Howdy, buckaroos.
And so we have been talking on and off about wanting to do something different in Red Zone. All media is good media, but we didn't want to saturate every single podcast with standings and divisions and predictions. So we're going to do something a little different here tonight for you. I'm sure we might be one of the only few that remember our high school days. I know Silk doesn't because his yearbook's in black and white. But your yearbook always has the who's who. So we're going to go through and with all these questions and say who is most likely to do this in Red Zone. So we are going to start off with who is the most likely in Red Zone to beat Toph in a wrestling match. I had to think about this one a lot because Toph is a Green Beret and an indie wrestler. So, I don't know, actually. Skip me. Trent, you can go ahead. I'm thinking.
Well, I had to think about this one pretty hard, too. I'd probably say Silk just because he has that cane, man. I mean, just beating him with the cane.
Take oh, God. Him. All right, Spencer, who you got?
I'm going to – you know what? This is a chalky answer, but I'm going to go Jake just because he has – I think he's seen every wrestling match ever. So, and he's a lot taller than Toph. Toph is like 5'4". So, all that to say, I think Jake would probably beat him in a wrestling match.
All right, Adam, who you got?
I don't want to be cheap and say the same answer as Spencer, but Jake was the one I like kind of keyed in on my mind because he's way taller than Toph. Because, I mean, let's be real here. There ain't anybody in Red Zone that's going to beat a former Green Beret in hand-to-hand combat.
So, Moji has.
Has
in my living room. It was in my living room.
That all right, was you know what then? So fuck it, I'll say Moji then.
That was so hard. A rugby player.
And you know, like Spencer, Jake was the first one that popped into my mind as well because of the size. But then I remember Toph like judo chopping Jake in Spencer's living room as well, and how red Jake's chest was. And eventually, that pale skin is going to start to fall off after too many chops. I feel like I'm going to take a cop out and just say Tico because he's massive. And so he might just have to hit Toph one good time and Toph is done. We'll roll into the second question. It's a two-parter. Which member of Red Zone would you let date your sister, and which one would you not let date your sister? Trent, we'll go ahead with you.
Well, first off, I would let JP date my sister. I feel like he's a very respectable man. Doesn't have any enemies.
The inverse of that, who I would not let date my sister, is Ikem, just because he's so scary. I'd be intimidated.
Scary Ikem?
Very scary man.
Man, you've seen his Twitter videos.
Oh.
Man, looks like a rabid raccoon. All right, Spence, who you got? Who you letting date your sister? Who you letting not date your sister?
Oh, God. Can't be any of you. So I'm thinking I'm going to go with Ikem. Could date my sister because Ikem is just the nicest dude ever. I'm going the complete opposite of Trent, but for the no, I think I'm going to go Pat because I've seen Pat in the wild and it scares me. So I'm going to go Pat.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Adam, what you got?
For the person who I would let date my sister, I'm going to go with a little underdog pick. I'm going to go with Main Event.
Wow.
He's such a nice guy. I've been in his division twice, so I've gotten exposed to it a little bit more than y'all have, but he's a really great guy. So I'm going to go with him for my would. And then for who I wouldn't, I'm going to go with, there's so many good choices. I'm gonna throw Moji out there.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. And for me, I'm going to agree with Spencer. Trent doesn't know Ikem as well as we do, but he is very respectful after the games. Even if you blow him out, he's like, "Great game, man! Like you played very well." Unlike some people, who I wouldn't let date my sister. And it's nothing against him super personally because I feel like he's a good dude. But I'm saying King John, and here's my reasoning. I think King John isn't very well at taking digs at him. And just at the family Thanksgiving, that's all we do is we just dig at him. And I feel like he just wouldn't fit in with the fam well. So let's move on. Who is most likely to make the most Super Bowls without winning one? We'll go ahead with Trent.
It'd have to be somebody from the NFC, right? So I'd probably say Kelly on this one.
For this cycle?
For this cycle, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go this cycle because Trent, I don't even know all the Super Bowl winners in history, so I might be dumb and say somebody, and Adam doesn't. Okay. We don't have that banner anymore. So, yeah, we'll go this cycle. Yep, Kelly. All right, Spence, who you got?
I'm going to go Spitta just because I feel like he was really good season one. He hasn't really been as good for whatever reason. I know. Did he go year one? Am I wrong?
Who won year one?
It was Adele versus Trent.
Versus, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was Trent. So it was Trent.
Okay. Well, I think just like the same thing happened last season when Jake won his first one and Spitta went and lost. You know, it was a good game, but I don't know. I feel like Spitta's always in the mix and then he ends up kind of falling short. So I would put the Bucks in there.
All righty. Adam, who you got?
I'm going to go with Black Magic.
Okay.
I feel like he, at least from since I've been in the league, he always does like pretty well, but he can never really get over that hump and win a ring, at least in my
team.
Time.
Is good, man. It's a good team.
And Lauren asleep talking to me right now. Are you
serious?
What?
You're all numb it.
Okay.
You're fucking wide awake right now, fuck.
Ratio. That's not going out.
No, it's coming. It's coming. I am going to go with. I'm going to go with Ramesu. And I feel like it's going to be hard for him to get there. And when he does, it's going to be an NFC team that probably deserves to be there. Because the AFC is really, really packed. So yeah, I'm going to go with Ramesu here. So this one is a little less away from the Madden. So out of everyone in red zone, who is the most likely to not flush the toilet in a public restroom? Who is that person? Trent, who you got?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't really know any of these people too personally, but I'm going to go with Monty.
Oh, my gosh.
Monty's your guy.
Monty's my guy. Yeah.
Spence, who you got?
I'm not going to use Trent's, but I totally agree with that. Man, you know what? I am going to do it because there's literally no one else that I could think of. Definitely Monty. He's going to piss all over the seat. He's going to piss on the back of the toilet, and he's also not going to flush it. So,
all right, Adam, who you got?
I want to preface what I'm going to say by I don't really like pylon culture, but I'm going to go with Monty as well.
Well, it looks like we have a clean sweep because I couldn't think of anybody else. So congrats, Monty, on being the consensus who's who of the most likely to not flush a public restroom toilet. This right, one's a good one. His own. So, yeah, I doubt he flushes his own. Well, you know he lives in Texas. They got those outhouses. They don't even have toilets.
God dang right. It's pissing holes.
This one, now that Nick is gone, it's like would he be threatened by Moji to get kicked from the league. I feel like Glenn's the he's on suspension. So who we got? Trent, go ahead.
You know, I've seen this guy pop up in chat a lot, and it's never a good thing, usually. I'm going to go with Tico, wild card.
Wild card.
Okay, okay. Spence, who you got?
Wow. Well, it's tough because is it based on gameplay or chat behavior? What is that?
Let's say gameplay. Let's a little bit of both, because Tico would be strictly off chat behavior and it might be warranted. So either one, take your pick. If you think someone's chat behavior is worse than their gameplay.
So, like, gameplay-wise, I know that we, like, the AFC South is kind of the pinnacle of not being fun or whatever. Whether it's JP calling man a bunch, that's what I've heard. Obviously, don't agree with that because man's easy to beat or whatever. But Monty, like, he's been kicked out before, or he left. I don't remember. No, he left. That's what it was. He left. The gameplay has kind of always been an issue with him. And he kind of doubles down on that, but I'm not here to slander Monty, but honestly, who else is having an issue with gameplay outside of the new booty, right? Or R Fox or whatever. I don't know.
All right, Adam, who you got?
Just to avoid stealing a previous pick, I'm going to go with a little bit of an underdog in Toffin, T-O-F-N, however you want to pronounce his name.
Who is that guy?
The Falcons.
Oh, okay. All right, so why, Adam? Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
I just feel like his...
I just got that! Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Thank you for catching up, Spence.
Sorry.
I just feel like... I've seen complaints about his gameplay before, and then also his chat behavior. It kind of gives off the vibe of he can't take a joke. Yeah. So that it ain't going to last long with that mentality in red zone.
Yeah, I see that. I'm going to go, once again, recycled answer from my earlier question. I'm going to go with King John solely because I feel like once or twice a cycle, he has one of those like little slimy loophole things that he always does. I mean, last year, I know we were talking about it yesterday, Adam. He took that that undrafted running back, whatever, and used the no carry splits rule to cheese him to X factor before they had to put it back in. So I feel like it's the loopholes are very frustrating for Moji and commissioners alike because they have to waste their time to go back and be like, this is obvious, but I can't believe we actually have to deal with this.
So the quarterback.
So. Yeah, we're going to get to that at the end. We'll talk about that because we talked to Moji about that too, but you didn't get to hear it.
Heard.
So every friend group has a flake. We all know in our friend group, Austin is the flake. So if red zone, who do you think would be the biggest flake of the friend group? Trent?
Give me Beach on this one. just because he'd be too busy playing 2K.
Not wrong either. Bro trip, that man. Didn't he sneak out, Spence? Or was that no, yes. Paul that snuck out? Beach said no, Beach had a phone call or something and left and never came back.
This man took a call and he was gone. Yeah, what a putz. Yes, Brandon Beach is the biggest flake there is. Yeah, his girl was in Atlanta. He's getting the heck out of there. Now he's up there. But, yes, Brandon Beach, biggest flake in red zone. I know this. I don't want to repeat what Trent said, but, God, it's in my blood, man. That's why when I get yelled at for not showing up to team up the other day, I'm in the running for that. But, you know.
Adam, do you have a pick besides Beach, or is he going to run away with it?
I mean, that was what was in my head before, but now I kind of want to avoid saying the same answer.
Hey, we let Monty get a clean sweep, so it's up to you.
All right, let's pile on Beach.
Yep, Beach. That was easy. All right. So who is the quote-unquote cutest couple, the best chat duo? When these two are in chat together, there's a lot of pops, a lot of fun times. Who you guys got? Trent?
Well, maybe not this cycle, but I know before when I was in here, it was a lot of Moji and Adele going back and forth. So I'm going to go with those two.
Okay. Spence, who you got?
Tico versus everybody. But if it's tag team time, it's me and Toph, baby. You know what it is?
Okay. Uh-huh. We'll see ya. All right, Adam. There it is. Who's your DX of the red zone?
The two people that get me laughing the most has got to be Toph and Moji. Give me Toph and Moji.
Yeah, I was also gonna say Toph and Moji. I like when they both call each other fat and short when it's pot calling the kettle.
Bro, the pig gif. Oh. Every time.
The pig is hilarious. I like Moji's walrus after Toph calls him fat and short one too many times.
My older brother, myself.
The pig cannot be beat. Jake's yesterday was, or 2 days ago, whatever it was hilarious. So, okay, let's keep rolling on here. So, if Red Zone were to vote, the big man on campus, homecoming king, whatever you want to call it, whatever you called it at your high school, who do you think's getting it? Trent, what you got?
I'd say give me Moji. It's just the heartbeat of the league.
All right, Spence, who you got?
I don't know if you guys know what Big Man University is, but I'm going to leave that. It's a red zone bit. But Big Man University is a whole different thing. But if I'm choosing homecoming king, gotta go. I'm not gonna use a commissioner because like I feel like it's too easy. I feel like Adele, the former commissioner, if he's active, it looks better that way. I don't know.
It absolutely does. I mean, Adele season one was really like rolling out media, destroying every freaking media company there was. And he was all in. I don't know what happened now, but
Aston's the same way. That's a runner up for me. Homecoming queen. Oh, yeah.
Adam, who you got?
I am going to go the route of commissioner just because whenever I think of this award, there's only one name that pops into my head, and that's JP. Just because I've never heard anybody say a bad thing about JP.
Except for the AFC South.
Yeah. Aside from that, JP is just a sweetheart of a guy. He does the thankless job. Go with him.
Yeah, I was also going with old James because, like Adam said, he does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. He's not as vocal and outspoken about many matters as Jake and Moji are because JP is not a confrontational guy, and Moji and Jake are the complete opposite. But as far as, like, all the sliders and stuff and all the behind-the-scenes stuff that JP does, and, I mean, Moji's conversation with us yesterday really helped us realize that, you know, they're all three working. It's not just one, and, you know, JP's in there as well, even though he didn't send us answers. But, yeah, JP does a lot of things behind the scenes, but he just isn't vocal enough in chat. But I don't know if he gets the recognition he deserves.
Facts.
All right, let's move on here. who is the most likely to be a completely different person in real life? So who's got the Twitter fingers? Who's a keyboard warrior? Trent, who you got?
Well, I feel like there's one answer for this, and it's Mr. Tico, especially recently.
No, that's that's one of the two or three that popped immediately into my head when I thought of this question, no doubt. Spence, who you got?
Go on, Mr. White Greg, the Iranian king himself, because for a while there he didn't kind of know the crowd, but like now that he knows us, you know, it's he likes the crew. I think he'd be awesome to hang out with in real life. So definitely gonna go White Greg.
Yep, that was two of the three. So let's see if Adam can do the clean sweep here. Who I thought of first. Adam, who you got?
Now I'm kind of pressured to figure out who the third one is. I really want to say White Greg too. I just feel like, especially whenever I first joined, it was like the consensus with him was that he was a dick. But I feel like you can tell just based off of some interactions that I think he'd be a nice guy in real life.
Yeah. I don't think you were in the league when White Greg went on his tirade and won Dunce and Semper every year. He still does, but it's more legacy now. But he definitely earned it, and he earned that legacy big time. The third one I was thinking, I guess I'll say it. I want to say, I don't know, Monty may be the same in real life, but I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I'm trying to think of more people. There are some people that once you learn them, that like Toph could seem like a douche if you don't know that's how he, like everything he says is a joke. I think when Trent first joined, Trent thought Beach was being serious about a few things. I was like, nah, man, he's joking. That's his little thing. Is he hops in every once a week, tries to troll somebody, and then leaves the chat. So those are a few that pop in my mind as well. It just depends on who we're talking about and how we're talking about them. So who is most likely to be the last man standing in red zone, as in the crew we have now? Who's going to be playing with a whole league of new people? Trent, who you got?
I'm going to go with Aston here. He seems like he really enjoys the league, and he's always putting out media, or he was before the season. He just seems like he'll be here for a while.
No, I don't hate that answer at all. Spencer, who you got?
Tell you, right? It ain't going to be Silk. Look at that boy. I'm just playing. It ain't going to be BM either. BM, you ain't getting away from the old jokes, but legit answer is gonna be Kelly. It's gonna be the other Idaho Spud himself. The reason I say that is because even after we stopped playing Madden last year, they continued to play over the summer, and Kelly was one of those guys. And this dude loves freaking red zone, so he's my one.
All right, Adam, who you got?
I'm gonna go with Jake, just because he's been in so long, and I feel like as much as he talks about how he hates this league, I feel like it's something in his DNA, he just can't get away from it. So you're just going to be stuck here, 60 years old, playing Madden.
Yeah, I thought about Jake, but I remember that little stint of why Monty's in the league now, when Monty took over in Indianapolis for like 2-3 seasons. I don't even remember why Jake quit. I just remember it happening. I'm going to go with Moji. And that being, I think Moji feeds off red zone. He likes trolling in chat. He likes simpering, as he said before. I mean, it's fun. And he's a big part of the reason it's fun, because of all that stuff. I feel like he always loved it, but once he got the commissioner role, he's really taking it upon himself to keep chat turned up and all that. So I think he's going to love it too much. He's going to buy into it. But maybe if Jake and JP leave and Moji's stuck with other people, he might hate it. But as long as those two are around, Moji's staying. All right, let's move on. Who is you guys' little dream division? Let's take ourselves out of the equation, because that would be lit. So, Trent, who is your dream division?
This is interesting, because I don't know which route to go. Let's think. So, I really like playing some of – these people. I had fun playing Ikem a lot this cycle so far. So Ikem would be in there. I'd enjoy playing Adele every year just so I could get better because he's way better than me. Let's think. Throw in Tico just to have Tico in division. You know, it's never going to be dull. And give me give me Longville just because you need those two wins.
Oh man, he's about to bring up last. He's gonna get in chat as soon as he hears this and bring up last season. I hope you know that. It's gonna
happen. I won 14 games.
I'm prepared for it.
Just be ready. Just flex your Super Bowl appearance, and you will have that forever on him. Spencer, who is your dream division?
I'm kind of like already in it. Sort of like, I know it sounds really lame and sappy, but like the gameplay is really good. Like I love playing Black Magic. Like it's been really fun. The games are shootouts, you know. Rock makes me think every time we play, and it's like I have to get in my bag to even survive. And then my last one, I always said I wanted to play with JP in a division, and I think I'm gonna roll with that, even though like he's done a really good job of winning the season, and he would probably win our division more times than not if he had the success that he's having right now going forward. So yeah, it's gonna be JP, Black Magic, and Rock.
All right, Adam, who's your dream division?
All right, well I gotta start off with Main Event because I've been in his division ever since I've been here, and I've enjoyed every single game we've played. So I'm gonna stick him in there. I'm gonna go with Ikem as my two. Because he's just such a good guy. And, like, I don't feel like he would ever complain about anything. He would always bring it up, like, in a constructive way. And then for my third, I'm going to go – give me Black Magic. I feel like playing him makes you better. And he's also not a dick about criticism.
Man. Two Maddens ago, Spencer, could you imagine two people on a podcast saying Black Magic in their dream division?
No, absolutely not. Because he used to have a 99 speed running back, and he was so insane.
Yeah, he won least fun to play like 3 or 4 times in a row or something ridiculous. So my dream division is 100% Moji. Moji's been so fun to play. I don't know why. He normally beats me. But he's very fun to play. It's nothing. Like I said with White Greg last night, when him or Adele beat you for the most part, it's that guy genuinely outplayed me. Not, oh, okay, he sat in cover one with his 99-man corners all game. Good job, buddy. So I'm going to have Moji, JP. It's because me and JP always make the joke to be in a division together, and we never have gotten to, even though we need to start cheating. And then I'm going to say Toph. And the reason I say Toph is I've loved having Toph in my division. Division chat's really fun now. I've never used a division chat until this year and Toph. He's very funny. He's very relaxed. Him and I get in our PMs and talk about our other division mates. So definitely Toph. So we'll go just for fun. I'll X out one of these other questions. Let's go your like nightmare of a division. What division would make you want to quit the game as soon as you saw it? Trent, who you got?
Yeah, it's interesting. First I'd have to put, let's go with Glenn in there. I mean, the whole, on probation thing kind of gives it away. I'd also throw Kelly in there just cause, it's a little bit more of a different game when you play in him. Put Aston in there. He's given me plenty of issues, kind of the same thing. And then put Monty in there just because of all the man blitzes that you're going to see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that completely. Spence, who you got?
I've been in a division with Kelly for 2 years straight until this year. And, my God, like, he's not fun to play. It's just, like, it's exhausting.
It's a drag.
It's a drag, man. it's a dagger. but, you know, a change of scenery. I wouldn't want to play Kelly again. I don't want to be in the division with him or Aston together. And then Adele would be the kind of cherry on top. So that, I would go Adele and then the Spuds or the American Males if they're coined. And that would be my crew.
All right, Adam.
So my first one I'm going to go with is Kelly as well. Like Spence said, it's not that he's not fun to play. It's just, I don't know, just feels like a different game when you're playing Kelly. And then for my second one, I'm going to go with Spitta. I don't think I played Spitta a lot, but the one or two times I had or I have played him, I didn't have very much fun. Let's just say that.
Cheesy Spitta.
And then for my last one, I'm going to go Beach, but not because of a gameplay issue. It's a scheduling thing with him.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to rip off two of yours. Definitely Kelly, and I'm not going to take the high road. I'm still holding a grudge at the 17 stretches out of 21 run plays. That was the worst time I've ever had playing Madden in my life. Just that, thinking of that, made me forget the other two that you said. I know Beach. Who was your other one, Adam?
Spitta.
Yeah, Spitta.
It's a great call.
Don't like. Yeah, I played him this year, and I'm pretty sure I told you guys about it. I told him in PMs. He, quote-unquote, coincidentally ran no huddle hurry up on fourth and inches and inside zoned immediately. Like that, he just no huddle inside zone on fourth and inches.
He did the Adele.
Yeah, and then I said something about it, and because he did it in situations where, like, I had to call a timeout to get the – like, even try to stop it. And you still can rarely stop inside zone unless you run commit on fourth and inches. And then he was like, oh, I run no huddle about two times a game. And I was like, so they just happen to both be on fourth and short. I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, I don't – he said it, he was like, it just happened like that, basically. I was like, okay. So I'm going Kelly, Spitta, and who am I going to go with? There's a lot of I feel like it depends. Next man, like, I obviously didn't have fun playing Robo because I actually told Moji about how he scored, and I never get Moji's PMs because I feel like that's dumb. So I'm going to go those three for now. So we can move on. So do you guys think we have, like, the best rivalry in Red Zone? Like, these two play, it's always a good game. Always going to be some shit talk back and forth. Trent, who you got?
You know, I haven't really been here long enough to see, like, the history. And so I'm not looking at this historically. But I know this cycle, anyway, it's been fun to watch the Chargers go against the Chiefs.
Oh, you took mine. Yeah,
that's a great one. That's definitely been this cycle. That's been the top one because Moji, like, I guess I think like Kelly said in chat earlier, even if Moji wins, he will get in there and he will still play. Oh, this is miserable. I'm not having fun. I'm up 30. But yeah, that's probably the best pick from this cycle so far. Spencer, who you got?
I don't know. I feel like this is kind of a under the radar one, but it's looking like the Cardinals Seahawks is kind of fun. Obviously, my pick is Moji and Remesu, but that Buda Baker shenanigans on Twitter has been pretty entertaining. I've actually enjoyed it. So, Toffin Blueprint on Twitter and in game. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Chiefs and Chargers are like the Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State. And those two are like the TCU, Texas of the world, you know? Like, yeah. But, Adam, who you got?
Just to avoid sounding like a broken record, I'm going to go with one that I think they said it in chat not too long ago that they never have fun playing each other. So I'm going to go with R-Fox and King John.
In the tree.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And I don't necessarily think I'm going to say it's a rivalry. I think it's cool that they're in the same division, but Main Event and Theo, I don't want to call him Otis again, Yeah, they. It's fun to see those two go at it. I feel like they. I've played Theo once, but similar play styles for the most part that I can remember. And it's cool to watch two nice guys go at it and not talk shit after every game. And so it's like a friendly rivalry. So we only have a few more talking points. I think we have three more. Yeah. So in the event all three commissioners leave, who would you want to see take the reins? So you can give me one to three people. Trent, who you got? Not necessarily who would, because I think we all know who would. Who would you want to?
Okay, I got you. Let's see. It has to be somebody that really likes the really enjoys the league here for deeper than just a season or two. Give me Aston. I feel like he'd keep us in order.
Okay, that's probably going to be one of the more popular picks. I think he's already admin. He already does handles 3+1 and stuff. Spence.
I was going to say Aston, but I feel like that's too. It's a cliche pick. He's been here for 50 years. So come back to me. Come back to me.
All right, Adam, who you got?
I'm gonna pick two. I'm gonna meet you in the middle on the one or three thing. I'm going to go with Black Magic and Ikem.
Okay. I don't hate that. I'm going to say, I think realistically, who would get it is probably Aston, maybe Kelly, those. But I think I would rather have the Ram fam as the commissioners of Rock and Messi.
I forgot about that.
I mean, they know the game very well. They play the game very well. They're annoying to play because they're so just methodical in their attack on offense. So they play very sim. And they're very level-headed. You don't really see them getting a bunch of arguments. Even when Ramesu's in them, he's just bringing up points. Emoji just laying into them. Rox really keeps to himself. So I feel like they would really be keep a tight ship. So, Spence, we're coming back to you now.
Give me Ram and Black Magic. That'd be my two.
I don't hate it. Black Magic. He's going to start a campaign here. That's going to be his next hashtag, like BMFC, for Black Magic for Commish. That is all the who's who questions. So let's get to the two last talking points I have written down here. We will start with the – yeah, that punt was insane. Let's start with the suspensions that we have seen. We've had two in the past three in-game weeks. Robo with the inside zone with 48 seconds, clock taking up 30. And King John with the Kirk Cousins collection. So, Brett, just take us through your thoughts. Both of the suspensions, was the length of games good enough, not good enough? And just, take us through your thoughts.
Yeah, so kind of talking to Emoji on the first segment, you could just hear how he was kind of blown away by just what they have to make rules for nowadays. And I agree with that completely. I didn't really think we'd ever see a rule for not having six quarterbacks and at least four of them having the mentor badge and thinking that wasn't an issue. So what do you get? Two games?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, two games. So I think that's probably valid. And I also like that he's stripped of any regression protection in case he gets regressed by Madden. So I think that was a good call. If it happens again, though, I don't think they'll be so nice. And the other one for stat padding, I mean, two games – for Aaron Rodgers, that's definitely going to hurt as like where we are in the season, especially. So I think that was probably a pretty good call. And that's just something that you know you shouldn't do. I don't really think it needs to be discussed any further. It was pretty obvious. That was his intent to get stats or whatever.
It was just bad judgment on his part.
Yeah, we've had a lot of bad judgment on recently. Oh, Baker. Spence, what do you have on the inside zones and the quarterbacks?
All right, so for me, I already kind of talked about it in chat about how stupid the freaking quarterback stacking was, because, like, common sense would tell you that maybe I shouldn't stack five quarterbacks the same things I can stack the XP. Like, I get that you're benefiting from that, but you would understand that in a league like Red Zone, it just is looked down upon, you know. So definitely an L. I would have spent him for more than two games. I probably would have went the four or five route just because of how, like, annoying that is, that that even has to be a thing. But I'm also kind of the emoji school of commissioning, where I'm kind of just like drop the hammer. So make an example, but, you know, like, it's the first time they've had to deal with it. Like, I get it. And then as far as stat padding is concerned, like, I played Robo the week after, and, you know, it makes a big difference having Aaron Rodgers in there. So it obviously served its purpose. It's another stat padding incident. There's not really much you can say outside of how much your end of season stat, I guess, placements, how much is that going to influence moments like that, where you're running in a touchdown at the end of the game to make it look better. So that's something to keep your eye on, something to consider.
All right, absolutely. Adam?
The only thing I'm going to add on the stat padding suspension is that the objective of him running the ball in with 40 seconds left was to get more stats so he could possibly get end-of-season dev, right?
I think so.
So I think – I understand their whole – I think they've said it before, like, they suspend the best player. That's all they do, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not going to go into that whole argument. I just feel like I agree with Spencer on the two games not being enough, because he's chasing end-of-season dev, and he's willing to sacrifice being sim and having any kind of regard for – the person on the other side in order to achieve that.
So to clarify, sorry, Andrew, I was going to just make sure we're clear on this. I'm at the two games, I think it was five for stat padding. I think it was, I would have said four or five for the quarterback stacking crap.
That's
what I meant to say.
Okay. And Adam, what you got on the quarterback stacking?
Pretty much the same thing as they said. He knew what he was doing. The whole bad judgment excuse can only get you so far. He knew what he was doing. He was stacking them so he could get more XP. And when you're playing in a league like Red Zone that prides itself on being sim, there's no real NFL team that's going to stack four, five, six veteran quarterbacks.
Oh, no, absolutely. I think it actually made me laugh when I realized they both said, hey, man, that was just bad judgment. But the thing is, with the two games for King John, is like Adam said, he 100% knew what he was doing. It's not like he just got here. It's not like he doesn't have a history of doing stuff like this. He knew what he was doing, but he knew that he could finagle his way out and be like, well, it doesn't say I can't. And I feel like that probably pissed Mo a lot. But at the same time, there is that loophole if it wasn't written, so we can't just, you know, give them the full hammer. They can take some accountability if they wanted to. I don't think they should have to. But my thing is, he knew what he was doing. Hammer should have been dropped. The thing with Robo is the only thing that, like it pissed me off to begin with. And then he was like, oh, I thought you were going to call timeouts. So I said, I was down by 30. I didn't call a timeout after first down. Like, what made you think I was going to call a timeout? Like, now that pissed me off. And he was like, oh, I played rock and that happened. Stuff like that. But, yeah, that's my spill on it. And we will get to our last point. Baker Mayfield just threw a dagger to Van Jefferson to beat the Raiders. Suck it, Raiders.
Dude, chat. I was about to win $333 on DFS until that happened. Oh, my God. I'm going to win 58 now, but I'm going to throw up.
Oh, man. And then let's get to the last talking point I have for us. The two most recent jaw-dropping games we had are Fox against Pie Guy. Then we had most recently Toffin against – Who did he just play?
The most recent one?
It was Toffin against
King John.
Yeah, King. it's tough and against King John. So what is y'all's take, your insight on games like that where you have guys throwing for 5-6 touchdowns, throwing for 500 yards, and only running the ball a handful of times, and just throwing it like we're playing backyard football, just running verts and throwing it up to them. Trent, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, this probably isn't the first time. I mean, it surely isn't the first time this happened this cycle. And, well, it's probably not going to be the last time that people are just putting up absurd numbers. And I don't know how much the commissioners can do to prevent that. It's just I'm blown away by how these stats look. I think it's got a little bit to do with how they're playing defense. They're just looking to get – like I know in the Pie Guy game, he was calling a lot of man blitzes, and it was just one play touchdown after one play touchdown. And it's just not a good look. So I don't know what can be done about it. I mean, I'm sure Moji's in the corner right now itching in front of the screen right now, ready to drop the hammer. So we'll see what happens. It's just I don't know really how much can be done about it.
Spence, what you got?
Man, there ain't much to say. It's kind of something we just got to – it's not a gameplay thing. I think it's just kind of a thing we just have to work on and adjust in sliders, and because they usually work themselves out, so it's whatever.
Okay. Adam, what you got?
Pretty much the same thing they said. I mean, you can't really blame the people involved because they're – I mean, I would assume they're doing what they think will work on defense, and it's just not working. And so they end up in these shootouts. And then what are they supposed to do, sub their starters out because they have a lot of stats in a game that's close? So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I agree with what you said for the most part, Adam. I watched – a little bit of Ravens Bengals last night before I went to sleep. But the thing is, like, same defense that kept getting him burnt. Like that, like the commissioners can't call the plays for you. Like you have isn't working, and just call something else. I know he was calling man blitzes and then putting other people's in flats and hooks and stuff. Which I don't know how many people do that, but at the same time, they have to take responsibility to mix up their play calling. So that's my piece on it. It's ridiculous, but that's at the same time the games are close, so you can't fault them for trying to win the game. But that's more on the defense of, like, it's not hard to try to figure out what they're doing, especially if they're just chunking it down the field the whole game.
Well, that's gonna screw me somehow. I don't know how, but it's going to.
Oh, GGs. So, before we sign off, Bama Tree, is there anything you want to add? Hopefully we can all get together again soon and do it. We've got 4 schedules lining up, so it may be tough. So, is there anything you want to add to the league before we dip out of here?
You guys suck.
Looking forward to the end of this season.
Yeah, 100%. Adam, you want to add anything?
Vote Adam for best team Twitter.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. I do have one thing, Andrew. One thing. We get our first legit draft, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully. So,
I hope so.
Well, all right, Red Zone. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it a little bit different. Let us know your feedback. Let us know your answers to the questions. See, let us know if you agree, disagree. Hope you guys have a fantastic Friday. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you guys next time.